Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're going to continue with our literature unit today, and our featured book, our featured novel, is called The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and we summarized the novel for you in our program last time, but I don't believe we even mentioned the name of the author.
We didn't.
Yeah, his name is Stephen Chbosky. Maybe we did not mention his name because it's kind of difficult to pronounce.
It's hard.
I had to go watch a YouTube video of somebody interviewing him to figure out exactly how to say his name. But the interesting thing is that Stephen Chbosky not only wrote the novel, but he also directed the film.
Get out, really?
Of this actual novel.
Wow.
And we mentioned the film in our program last time. Who was in that? Emma Stone?
Emma Watson.
That's a different Emma there.
Yeah.
And some other famous actors as well.
Young actors. He's a young guy. I'm looking at the novelist photo. He's not an old guy at all.
Okay, he's a young boy,
yeah.
So he can relate to all the issues of young people today.
Oh, he's cute. He's 47, guys. He's 47. Hey, look at this cute picture.
Isn't he? He's a handsome devil there.
I think he's
too
cute.
Bad all of you can't see that, but in any
look him up, Wikipedia.
It's interesting that you're bringing up a picture of the author himself because, hey, we're going to talk about him today, where he's from, and how he came to write our featured novel, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents now, and we'll be right back. American author Stephen Chbosky was born and raised in a middle-class Catholic family in a suburb of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The surroundings he grew up in were similar to the setting he created in The Perks of Being a Wallflower. In high school, Chbosky was influenced by the works of J.D. Salinger, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Tennessee Williams. This motivated him to enroll in the University of Southern California's screenwriting program. After graduating from USC, he wrote, directed, and acted in a low-budget film. Meanwhile, Chbosky had been kicking some ideas around for a novel in his head for years. When he came up with the line, "I guess that's just one of the perks of being a wallflower," he felt he was onto something. His first novel, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, was released in 1999. Initially, it received mixed reviews. Some praised his writing and character development skills, while others criticized Chbosky for imitating J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye. Over time, the book gained a cult following as both teens and adults found they could relate to its subject matter. In 2012, he adapted his novel for the screen and directed the film. The movie starred Logan Lerman as Charlie and Emma Watson as Sam. Not only was the film a success, but it also reignited interest in the book from a new generation of readers. In an interview, Chbosky revealed that he was inspired to write the book after seeing an image of a teenager standing up in the back of a moving pickup truck with her hands raised. To him, it symbolized a rite of passage from adolescence to adulthood.
So we're going to talk about the life of our author here, Stephen Chbosky.
Chbosky.
We're going Chbosky. Mm-hmm. Chbosky. He was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is a steel town. There's a lot of steel production there.
Well, there used to be.
Yeah, we lost a lot of that. It's coming back again, thank goodness. But middle class, they don't have a lot of money, but they're not poor. And Catholic is a religious family, so he was raised Catholic, and they were in a suburb or an outskirt. I would say the outskirts of Pittsburgh is the suburb. In America, except for New York, in America, usually all of the cities have buildings and stores, and then if you want to have a home, you go out to the suburbs and you build a home there. But, of course, Taipei is very different. Taipei is more like New York City, where people live in apartment buildings and stores are on the first floor. And, it's a little different in the suburbs.
Indeed. And, of course, this is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is in western Pennsylvania. Philadelphia is in eastern eastern Pennsylvania. And because the steel industry is no longer really operating in Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh actually is now quite a pleasant city to live in, but that's another subject. The surroundings he grew up in was similar to the setting he created in The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Mm. So, yes, these are surroundings here. Surroundings are the things that are around you. And also it refers not only to the things themselves, but the conditions as well, like where you go to school, the nature of the economy of the area, the climate of the area, etc. Is it kind of a rural setting? Is it in a city? Is it in the suburbs? Etc. What do the people look like? You know, is it a racially mixed area, etc.? These are all things that have to do with the surroundings. So he kind of used those surroundings and he put them in the novel. The surroundings were similar to the setting, or, you know, where the novel takes place, similar to the setting that he used or created in his novel, The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah. It's kind of a fun place to grow up. There's a lot of water over there. It is nice now, but aside from steel, they also would manufacture aluminum, glass, shipbuilding. It was a very, very industrial kind of city, but it is pretty. They have very good sports teams, so if you're into sports, that's a place you want to go as well.
Yeah, the Steelers are always pretty good. The Pittsburgh Penguins, the hockey
Pirates,
team.
Pirates.
Pirates have been pretty bad.
They have everything, though. I mean, think about it. Yeah.
Yes, consider moving there, everybody. You might even get to meet this guy. But
and they have a funny accent as well.
So. Probably, yes, indeed. But in high school, Schabowski was influenced by the works of various writers. We've got J.D. Salinger, who wrote The Catcher in the Rye, F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby, and Tennessee Williams.
He's a playwright for the stage, yeah.
There you go. Yes. Tennessee Williams, of course.
Sad plays.
Sad plays, exactly. But unfortunately, Tennessee Williams reminds me of the song, The Tennessee Waltz. I was dancing with my darling. Boy, would I love to break into song, but that doesn't have anything to do.
I think you already did break into song.
Probably. I couldn't stop myself.
Okay, if you're motivated, and he was motivated to enroll in the University of Southern California's screenwriting program, which means he wanted to write films. He wanted to write screenplays for films, and that would be the screenwriting program, which is very popular, of course, in Southern California. Now, if you are motivated to do something, something pushes you or urges you to do something. I got motivated to lose weight when I realized I was going to go home and go to a reunion at my college. I wanted to look good and skinny like I did in college. So lots of things can motivate you. Maybe you hear a song that can motivate you to get up and go. But he was motivated to enroll or register, sign up for the University of Southern California. That's USC to those of us who live in the United States. Mm. We just call it USC. They have a great football program.
The Trojans. Mm. And after graduating from USC, he wrote, directed, and acted in a low-budget film, which means it was a movie that didn't have a lot of money to work with.
No.
But at least it gave him some experience in making movies.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Schabowski had been kicking some ideas around for a novel in his head for years. We should explain that this phrase here is to kick some ideas around in your head. That means you're thinking about these things. Yeah. You're wondering, what can I do with that? Especially if you're trying to think of some ideas maybe for your company, a new sales strategy or an advertising campaign.
Yeah.
Or if you're a writer or a filmmaker, you're kind of thinking, well, let's see, maybe I should make a film about a girl who lives in the city and she decides to move to the country and become a tea farmer and stuff like that. These are some ideas I'm kicking around in my head. I'm just kind of thinking about them.
Considering them.
And maybe I'll run them across my friends or, you know, tell them to my friends and see what they think. And maybe I'll develop it into another story. Who knows? But in any case, he'd been thinking about this idea for many, many years. What kind of novel should I write? Should I base it on my childhood or my time at USC, stuff like that?
I just want to mention, I just saw this, Stephen Schabowski actually wrote the screenplay for the current Beauty and the Beast film.
Ooh.
The live action. So, yeah, there you go. And he also wrote the Scream version of Rent, the Broadway musical.
Okay.
So he's been involved with film for quite a while. So now I'm not surprised that he directed his own film. So let's keep going here. Meanwhile, this is back when he was still young. Chbosky had been kicking around these ideas, which is a great phrase to learn because you'll hear it quite frequently in TV shows and movies, kicking around. Yeah. Or you could just say, I was kicking around with my friends this weekend. We're kicking around. Mm. When he came up with this idea, he felt that he was onto something. Tom talked about that. His first novel, which has a great title, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, it was released in 1999. So that was his first novel. I wonder if he got rejected before a publishing company accepted him. Because it's hard to get your first novel published. Now, if you release something, guys, it just means some sort of book, movie, CD is being sold to the public or seen by the public for the first time. Not everything is released, but movies, books, apps, software can be released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not everything. So you need to check that up before you use it for everything. But he came up with the best title for a novel I've seen in a while, though. When you come up with something, you think of it in your brain. And it's usually something kind of new, right?
Mm.
Oh, he came up with a great way to do this, or he came up with a new recipe for blah, blah, blah. So when you come up with something, you kind of create it in your mind. You think of it. It's your idea.
Yeah, or like what I used to do if I'm walking around in a city and you just kind of try to listen to what people are talking about.
Uh-huh.
You might hear some interesting things and you think, hey, you know, that line that person just said there could be actually the title of a book, or it could be something I can use to write a short story, or who knows. So that's maybe what he was thinking of. This line just kind of stuck in his head. Just one of the perks of being a wallflower. Usually we don't consider being a wallflower to be something very good if you're kind of antisocial.
No.
You don't have anybody to dance with. You're standing there by yourself. You probably feel awkward and silly. Everybody else is having a good time, and I'm just standing here. So he thought of this, and he thought, there must be some advantages to being a wallflower. And again, this novel was released way back in 1999. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break right now, but we'll come back and continue with the second part after we hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Trevor， 欢迎收听 English Digest。今天我们要阅读的文章是 Unit 15文学单元的第二天课程。在今天的课程中，我们将会了解到小说《壁花男孩》的作者 Stephen Chbosky 的成长背景及创作过程。首先，文章第一段提到 Chbosky 是位出生于美国宾州的作家，他的创作受到一些知名作家的影响，像是麦田捕手的 J.D. Salinger。 我们看到的第一段的第二句， The surroundings he grew up in were similar to the setting he created in The Perks of Being a Wildflower。他成长的环境与他在《壁花男孩》创造的背景相似。名词 surroundings 是周遭事物或周遭环境的意思，要用复数表示。Our new neighbors need some time to get familiar with their new surroundings. 我们的新邻居需要一些时间来熟悉新的周遭环境。另外 surroundings 的动词为 surround， 有环绕、包围的意思。Be surrounded by somebody or something 就是指被某人或某物环绕或包围的意思。例如 The beautiful lake is surrounded by mountains， 这座漂亮的湖被群山围绕着。文章的第二段提到，《壁花男孩》这本小说刚出版时褒贬不一，但随着时间的过去，这本小说受到青少年和成年人的认同。我们看到第二段的第一句， Meanwhile,Chbosky had been kicking some ideas around for a novel in his head for years. 与此同时，切波斯基在脑子里已经考虑一部小说的构想好几年了。Meanwhile 是副词，意思是在这期间或在此同时，相当于 meantime, M-E-A-N-T-I-M-E. The strong typhoon is approaching Taiwan. Meanwhile,The villagers in the mountains are being evacuated. 强烈台风正在接近台湾。 在这期间，山中的村民正在撤离。另外，我们看到这一句有一个片语 kick around， 意思是 to think about or discuss an idea before making a decision， 也就是在下决定前构思或讨论某事物。例如 ，The committee kicked around the suggestion and finally decided to adopt it。委员会讨论这个建议，最后决定采用这个建议。此外 ，kick around 有漫无目的地闲逛的意思。例如 ，After having dinner, my friends and I decided to kick around the nearby park。晚餐过后，我和朋友决定在附近的公园走走。如果我们说 kick somebody around。则是指 treat somebody very badly or unfairly， 粗暴地对待某人的意思。When I was a child, I was often kicked around by my older brother。当我还是孩子的时候，我常被我哥欺负。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.We're back. We're talking about American author Stephen Chbosky, who was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on the East Coast of the United States. He went to school at the USC, which is the University of Southern California, and worked in their screenwriting program. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to be in Hollywood. He wanted to write films, maybe even direct. You know, just because you go to the screenwriting program doesn't mean you don't want to act or direct. Sometimes that's the only way in. It's hard to get into the directing program, I know. My old boyfriend got into that, actually. It's a great, great school if you're interested in film. Or even, I would say, the theater, but especially for film. So he was pretty successful. After he graduated, he wrote, directed, and acted in a low-budget film. Didn't have a lot of money, but he was accepted into the Sundance Film Festival, which is Robert Redford's film festival. Kind of cool. And it's hard to get into that. So he has some talent, obviously. Meanwhile, he'd been thinking about some ideas for a novel. And we use that phrase, kicking around some ideas for a while. And he came up with this great line while he was writing that had to do with the perks of being a wallflower. And he felt like, oh, this gave him a lot of inspiration, and it became the title for his first novel, which was then released or sold to the public in 1999.
Okay, so it was released. It was open for sale. It was in bookstores. You could go check it out. He was probably on talk shows talking about his new novel, etc. Well, initially, it received mixed reviews. Mm. So, of course, when a movie comes out or a new album or a new book, you've got critics and they're going to read it or listen to the CD or watch the movie, and then they're going to write a review. And in this particular case, it received mixed reviews. That means some critics liked it, some people didn't like it. They thought, well, it's really good, yeah, but on the other side, it's not so great. So that's kind of mixed reviews. Sometimes movies receive mixed reviews. People, some critics really like it. They give it a thumbs up, and then other people just hate it.
Hated it.
They give it a thumbs down. Like me, when I saw that movie, The Suicide Squad.
I didn't see it. Yeah.
I hated that movie, and I just walked out of the theater. I was so bored, but
really?
Some people really liked it.
Oh,
so,
yeah, it did. Yeah, it did well, especially for the young kids. I thought the younger generation.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I just thought it was a total snooze. But in any case here, initially, at the beginning, this novel, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, got mixed reviews.
Some praised his writing and character development skills, while others criticized Chbosky for imitating J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye. It's kind of a coming-of-age story. He even says that some of the book is semi-autobiographical, which means some of the things in the book are similar to his own life, but not everything. He was probably more popular in school. So if you imitate somebody, you copy them. Here they're saying, oh, your style of writing is very similar to Salinger's, which isn't bad because Salinger is, you know, a very famous author, and The Catcher in the Rye is a classic.
Right. It's kind of bitter and cynical. I remember reading that book when I was in college, so maybe he was copying that style.
Mm.
So some criticized him for imitating that style. If you criticize someone, you just say, hey, you did that wrong. That's not right. You should correct yourself. You should say you're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So they criticized him. He was imitating or copying his style in The Catcher in the Rye. So I guess you can read both books and decide for yourself that they're similar. Over time, the book gained a cult following, as both teens and adults found they could relate to its subject matter. And I guess that's the important part here. It got a cult following. We've mentioned the word cult in this month's programs at some point.
Yeah.
And if you say something has a cult following, that means a certain segment of the population really likes this book. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. Some movies have cult followings, like Eraserhead, for example, or the Rocky Horror
Picture Show. Yeah.
Those are movies that not everybody has seen, but
yeah.
They still have a certain number of fans that watch those movies over and over again. They have a cult following. So I guess this book had a cult following because they thought, hey, I can relate to the characters in this book. They're like me. I've seen people like that. I've known people like that. It's like telling my own story, so I really want to read this book. I can relate to it. That means You really understand that thing. It has something to do with you.
Yeah. It's nice when you can find movies and books that you relate to. It's even better when you can find friends that you can relate to or relate with. So he found that teens and adults really found that they could understand the subject matter, the material of the book. The subject matter was just mean the theme, the topic, because they experienced similar things in their own lives. Now, in the next paragraph, it says in 2012, he adapted his novel for the screen and directed the film. So you'll often see films that will say adapted for screen or adapted for film by. So he actually took his novel and changed it, transformed it so it fit the screen. So it made it into a film. You have to take out a lot of stuff and make conversations sometimes shorter. Everything has to change. So it takes a talent to really write a great adapted screenplay. Now, the movie starred an actor named Logan Lerman as Charlie, and he's somebody I don't know. I just looked him up. I don't recognize him. He's new.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma Watson, who's famous from the Harry Potter films, as Sam. Now, not only was the film a success, but it also reignited interest in the book from a new generation of readers. All that always happens. If somebody sees a film that was based on a book, then they want to go back and they read the book because there's more in the book, and it gets people excited. If you reignite something, it's you start something again. It's almost like a fire that's died down, and then you take a match and you get it started again. You get some excitement going.
Yeah, to ignite means to start a fire, basically, for something to catch fire. So to reignite means it starts burning again. So this means that people saw the movie and they thought, hey, you know, this is actually based on a novel. So, hey, where's that novel? I would like to read that. So, of course, it sold lots and lots of copies. And a new generation of readers got to read that book. Remember, the book first came out way back in 1999,
yeah.
So the movie came out in 2012, so we got a new generation of young people who would like to read that book too. Now, in an interview, Schabowski revealed that he was inspired to write the book after seeing an image of a teenager standing up in the back of a moving pickup truck with her hands raised. Interesting. Who knows why he was inspired by that? To inspire as a verb just means something or someone gives you some kind of idea for something.
Mm.
If you see maybe paintings at an exhibition here in Taiwan of some famous French impressionists, hey, you'll be inspired to take up painting yourself, or you'll be be inspired to go travel to France yourself and check it out. It just gives you some ideas. So he got this idea when he saw a teenager in the back of a moving pickup truck. A pickup truck is like a truck with an open back there.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was standing there. It was a girl, I guess. Her hands were raised. And I think there's a scene like that in the movie as well. I don't know if it's the same thing, but I guess they used that image. And he was inspired by that for some reason.
It probably reminded him of a scene from his own childhood when he was a teen. Now, to him, it symbolized or stood for a rite of passage. A rite of passage is a portion of a kid's life, especially when you're a teen, that you go through in order to become an adult. And so this is really a coming of age book. And we're talking about a rite of passage from adolescence to adulthood. So your adolescence would be your teen years, and adulthood is after you're 21, of course. So it's been very popular. It's been a year on the New York Times bestseller list, and it's been published in 31 languages.
Ooba dooba. You got to check it out. You can read it in Chinese if you're not interested in reading the original English, but hey, y'all are good enough to do that, so check it out. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here's our Chinese teacher.
我们接着看到第二段的倒数第二句。Some praised his writing and character development skills, while others criticized Chbosky for imitating J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye. 有些人称赞他的文笔与角色发展技巧，而有些人则批评他模仿 J.D. Salinger 的麦田捕手。连接词 while 可以用来表示两个句子在文意上的对比，放在句首时有虽然的意思。例如 While I like the design of the dress, I don't like the texture of it. 虽然我喜欢这件洋装的设计，但我不喜欢它的质地。While 放在句中时则有然而的意思，相当于 whereas, whereas. 例如 Some people enjoy classical music, while some find it quite boring.有些人喜欢古典乐，然而有些人觉得古典乐很无聊。文章的最后一段提到，《壁花男孩》最后被改编成电影，并大受欢迎。我们看到这一段的第三句 Not only was the film a success, but it also reignited interest in the book from a new generation of readers. 电影不止大获成功，也让新一代的读者重新激起对这本书的兴趣。对的连接词 not only 点点点 but also 点点点是不但怎么样而且怎么样的意思。本句使用了 not only but also 的倒装句型，将 not only 放在句首，后面接 be 动词或助动词，再接主词和动词，然后逗号接 but 再接主词和动词。例如原来的句子是 The disease is not only highly contagious but also deadly，这个疾病不但具有高度传染性，而且还会致命。倒装后就变成 Not only is the disease highly contagious, but it is also deadly. 以上就是今天的课程，谢谢收听。
That's all the time we have for today, but please join us again next time when we talk about some of the ideas and themes in our featured novel, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Make sure you join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.